Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and there are many great holiday traditions here in the Piedmont Triad. One of them involves the Winston-Salem Symphony and one of classical music's most powerful messages of faith, Handel's Messiah. This year, once again, Maestro Robert Moody conducts the Winston-Salem Symphony and Chorale for two dynamic performances.
I think that I have now conducted performances of Messiah over 100 times. It's certainly the piece I've conducted the most of any in my now, hard to say this out loud, near 25 years of professional conducting. And I keep falling more and more in love with it. It's interesting. It's almost like people say this about great works. You know, you read a favorite book and you get more out of it every time you go back and reread it. I tend to be that way, by the way, with movies. One of my little secrets is I saw Avatar 22 times at the movie theater. So if I'm a little, like, maybe it fits my personality that I want to go back to something that I really think is great, and I happen to think Handel's Messiah is a miraculous work.
From Bob Moody on the podium, performance 1, to here 2013, performance 100. Give me an inkling as to something you picked up along the way that's helped give you a more of an appreciation for the work, and maybe you can deliver that to the audience in performance.
In the early days, I found myself most excited about the connection between Baroque music and the energy of jazz. There was a Handel's Messiah symposium at Eastman, and the short story is that we were rehearsing "For Unto Us a Child Is Born," and singing it badly, with the emphasis too much on the heavy beats, you know, "For unto us a child is born," etc. Awful. And we were then encouraged to switch and sing it, you know, like Swingle singers on Doobie Doobie Doo. So we're singing, you know, "For unto us a child is doobie 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 doobie." Well, that energy was a revelation for me. I would say in the past number of years, especially here in Winston-Salem, I've become more and more focused on the text painting. You know, Christianity happens to be my faith, so it does become a personal thing for me as well. But I'm mostly taken by the painting of the text, so that the way his yoke is easy, his burden is light, is painted bar by Handel to really match the words and to give another description of the text, I find amazing. And I've really enjoyed trying to move the instrumental playing more and more in a way that it almost becomes a vocal component. You know, "When the trumpet shall sound" happens with baritone and trumpet. Nita Serb is one of the very best in this entire business, there's hands down. And the way she plays this piece, it really becomes a conversation between baritone, solo, and trumpet. And I think that's what Handel intended.
Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody. He'll lead the orchestra and chorale in two performances of Handel's Messiah, Tuesday night, December 17th, and Wednesday night, the 18th, at 7:30 in Centenary United Methodist Church. Tickets range from $10 to $45, and you'll find links at wfdd.org.